On Book Notes this month, we are commemorating Juneteenth, also called Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, marking the anniversary of the ending of slavery in the United States, the actual day being Sunday, June 19th. And joining us to share some thoughts about how poetry contributes to our commemoration of Juneteenth is 2020 United Nations award-winning poet Brian Donnell James. Brian, it is such a pleasure to welcome you to Book Notes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Indeed, the pleasure is all mine. I'm really excited.
Poetry is such a flexible form. So how do you particularly think that it speaks to this day that is so significant in our history?
Well, let me just give a brief intro as to the history of Juneteenth. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed by President Lincoln in 1862, then followed by the 13th Amendment in 1863, but it was not until 2 years later that slaves in Texas were informed that they were actually free. I do think that poetry and celebration and things of that nature that took place then was really a reflection and a celebration of who we are as a people. I really don't think that just hearing the words "you're free" changed much for their prospects. I think they were just celebrating hope and resiliency, and poetry was also a part of that.
How do you think that sense of that celebration and poetry has come down to us today?
I think it's very easy to say that they felt the same way that we feel today. Juneteenth, it wasn't enough. And today it is not enough. We have so many social ills. And I think that the only thing that can really solve these issues is a form of reparations for our people.
What would be the sort of poetry that would speak to this?
Well, I do have a poem that speaks to the African-American experience, and I will go right into that piece. It's called "Sweet Tones, Somber Tones." Now I hear those sweet tones, those somber tones in the night sky. Me all alone with this here old horn as my only ally. But I'm feeling good, feeling jazzy, playing up a storm. People hearing my sound, now they're coming in to get warm. Head swaying slowly, sort of side to side. Fingers snapping, and I'm filled with pride. Cause I'm entertaining my people in the chocolate city. I got my eye on that dark-skinned girl looking pretty. Fever running, running wild. And this old woman say, go ahead, play it, child. It ain't no worry, just dancing and fun. See, weren't nothing like this when the night begun. Yeah, these my peoples jam-packing the place. You see, I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my race. And I'm giving them back something for what they gave me. And I'm loving every minute playing this old horn real jazzy. Sweet tones, somber tones in the night sky. Me all alone with this here old horn as my only ally.
It's been such a pleasure to have on Book Notes award-winning poet Brian Donnell James. Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely, and thank you so much.